Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to Fox Sports Radio 96.9 FM and Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell. I am your host, Mike Knox. And indeed, people, like Thursday Night Football on Fox Sports. I spell my name with three X's because I am hardcore. Welcome, everybody, to Lock It Up Friday. And yes, people, already, it was a close one. Okay? Now, you know, it was a close one. You know, I watched this game. And when they got that final sack, I looked up and I said, okay, Los Angeles Rams, or I will deemly now call them the Rams of Los Angeles. Okay, yes, that is their new name, the Rams of Los Angeles. Okay, and I said, yes, hashtag bet that. And as it's today, it's Friday, hashtag lock it up, 1-0, back out the gates. Thank you by a half a point. The Rams of Los Angeles rolling, rolling, rolling. No fresh dirts needed right now for the first quarter of the NFL season. And as always, first people, back you up a little bit. The particulars, 347-637-3859. Number to call in. Make sure you get in where you fit in right there on 1340 AM Fox Sports on the Twitter, Instagram, wherever social media is sold. And yours truly, y'all, you know my name. All right, three X's, find me. And maybe I'll follow you back. And also, the station giving the identification that is now known as SOUL, capital letter, N, sports. And people, I wear my heart on my sleeve. And as we talk, lock it up Friday. And whoo, the sweat off my brow. And it's a hot one out there, people. Okay, so I'm sweating. And I sweated that 7.5 as the Rams of Los Angeles did beat Minnesota, but I picked Minnesota to cover. So, ergo, I'm still a winner. How about you? Hashtag bet that. Also, as I wear my heart on my sleeve, and actually with this one, it's like a broken heart. As I got the news yesterday, okay, to this afternoon, as a matter of fact, about 3 hours ago, ran into, oddly enough, a representative over at HBO, as the news, to me, a death blow to my sports, kind of word we have to use because it's out there, combat sports, HBO boxing will be no more. Like, think about that. That's like in my world, okay? I'm 43. HBO's been around for 45 or longer than 45 years, but HBO boxing for 45 years. That's like saying to me, there is no grape soda. Nope, no grape soda. There's no Popeyes. Some of y'all would say Chipotle, but that's Chipotle to me. But, you know, insert whatever you want to insert in your lifetime, and HBO is dead now. So now we have no Entourage. Now we have no good riveting new shows. Right? We stay around because it's force of habit, like most of my wrestling fans out there. You just stay there because, okay? Do you subscribe to it? Of course you did. They still got, you know, one of the hottest shows just leaving. Starks, they're going to go. So then what? Okay? So you hold on to memories, like the corner of my mind, Mr. Watercolor memories. But it's dead. How does that make you feel? No HBO boxing, no Max Kellerman. No, Max Kellerman, right? What about, is Max Kellerman going to go to Showtime? What happens now to Roy Y'all Must Have Forgot Jones, right? He ain't the greatest, you know, color guy, I'm sorry. You know, him and Phillies own Bernard Hopkins. But where do they go now, right? And then Jim Lampley. I mean, like, you can put Brian Gumbel and all these other guys editorial-wise in the top of, you want to name him because that's the name of the week this week, and sports to Mount Rushmore. Then Jim Lampley has to be there when it comes to talking about boxing. Wow. And the last event will be, oddly enough, friend of the program, your WBC World Heavyweight Champion, not ducking anybody like that guy, Anthony Joshua, Deontay Wilder. So he must go out with a bang and represent not just HBO, but also boxing fans in America. Because from then we got Showtime. And I love Showtime. I do. I like Showtime. Everybody goes back and forth, but I'm more of an HBO boxing kind of guy. That's my skis. Some might like sharper TV, like, you know, and I like them brighter, you know, vivid, whatever you want to go with. But HBO boxing is dying. How sad is that? So we got the NFL week four this week. We're going to go ahead and hashtag lock it up. I guess you want to hear your opinions, you know, via the Twitter, wherever social media is, so on Facebook, you know my name. If not, just go ahead and follow the page Soul in Sports, okay? How you feel about HBO boxing dying? Because seriously, like HBK, I am truly a heartbroken kid. I'm serious. I saw the news, and then I'm speaking to this lady this morning. I'm like, I saw her, I got her back her bag, and I'm looking, and she says, yeah, that's who I work with. And I'm like, wow, you broke my heart. Like, that's how I feel. My heart is broken, okay? Forget Kiki. HBO, do you love me? Are you riding? Can I see some boxing? Like, come on, I'm done. Welcome to the program, live from the DMV. We know it's black ass, because this is the Barber Summer, Barbershop Talk Meets Radio. Okay, they will lock his black ass up. His mama calls him her prince. Y'all know him better as Wale. What's going on, Urban Sports Scene Zone?
What's going on? What's going on, Mike? How's everything, my man? I see you talking about HBO being shut down. I mean, shut down boxing.
HBO.
I see you talking about.
Are you not?
Yeah,
is your heart not broken?
You know what? I've always been a fan of HBO boxing. It's just a shame, and you know, I've read a couple of tweets and whatnot. It's just that, you know, in terms of the boxers, they decided, you know, to hold on to, rather than, you know, looking at up and coming boxers, and this is what happens. You know, all the prominent boxers are now going, you know, either on Showtime or and they're, you know, with
the PBC.
PBC. You know what I mean? Yeah. So all that is taking over. I mean, of what HBO has brought to the table. Now, there's still not a chance that HBO may still do some pay per views, but they won't be, you know, obviously featuring boxing anymore. So which is
let me ask you this one, Wally. Do you think this is because that contract signing that came, I believe, earlier this week, actually, okay? No, it may have been last weekend, where Bud Jamal Crawford re-signed, which was suspected, though. But we know he's now, most of his fighters over at Showtime. Do you think that was maybe the straw that broke the camel's back when they couldn't get him? I mean, and whether you think that stands for Deontay? You're like, one fighter can't hold it. Back in the day, Mike Tyson would hold it. Evander Holyfield, I mean, would hold it, you know. Floyd Mayweather on Showtime held it.
Yeah, that's Mike Tyson. It's hard. I mean, they don't have nobody like that. You know, Canelo's gonna leave HBO. That supposedly, so that's another reason why.
I thought that was Triple G's last contract with HBO.
Canelo's supposed to be leaving too.
So I didn't know about Canelo. That's new to me. But you know, Champ Creed here on Fox Sports. You know, the international man of sport and spy and everything else around the world. You know, and that's been good information I'm getting. Says that was Triple G's last contract by HBO, and that's why they felt that decision, most would say, was wrong.
No, I know Canelo's leaving too. From what I've heard, Canelo's leaving too. So they don't have a cash cow. Like there's nobody that they can ride. Because if they, you know what I mean? Because even there are a couple boxers, you know, they can still ride momentum and still, you know, make some money off of. Because you mentioned Mike Tyson. And, you know, Mike Tyson can make one media conglomerate a lot of money back in the day because he was Tyson. He was the baddest man on the planet, and his pay-per-view buys were crazy, right? Right. So it's not, they don't have that individual anymore. Like, again, these guys are leaving. And for whatever reason that is, and what, whatever HBO is doing to lose them to Showtime, and which is amazing because I've always felt like
it's Floyd.
Boxing
Floyd signed a crazy deal with Showtime, and I think Floyd said, I can get these fighters over here. I don't know. I mean, Floyd got some influence here.
No, that did change momentum. I'm not going to act like
changing momentum, Wally, and completely going dead? Dead?
I mean, if you look at it, when you had the best boxer, in the game, you did have the best boxer in the game in Floyd. And then it's not as if, and then, Manny Pacquiao, it's not as if, Manny Pacquiao went away. So it's not like you had a guy that can pretty much carry your flagship boxing sports show. And they couldn't do it anymore. I mean, it's a shame, but that's how it kind of broke down.
347-637-3859. You always stop talking. I'm in the middle of a tweet. I can't talk and text at the same time. All right, I can do a lot of things at the same time. Okay,
that's
the wife. Not three X's for no reason.
I'm not a psychic, man. I tried. I didn't know, man. If I knew this, I would have kept rambling. I don't like the rambles. I'm trying to stop my rambling.
Listen, if I feel on this side of the microphone that there's some rambling going on, I intercede. So there was no rambling.
Good.
Okay, you was giving some good stuff there. But and Rafael, as far as our what do you want to call him, handicapper here, with a lot of different outlets all over the place, says that according to the tweet. What is a tweet? That must be something sexual. According to the tweet that King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter tweeted out, HBO Boxing has died. Is it sending waves through the sports world? He says, not really. You don't think the sports world is maybe affected by this, or is boxing not that? Do you think being that big of a threat?
I think boxing is still alive. Like, don't get it twisted. You know what I mean? Now, HBO, HBO kind of dropped the ball on their end, and that's their fault. But I'm a firm believer. And the guys, the individuals in that side and HBO, I think they're really good. They're good at what they do, especially Max
Kellerman.
I just feel like
Max Kellerman, Jim Lampley. I think we're losing some. Like, are they gonna? Do I assume they now join Bernstein? All those guys are
think
HBO. And that's my point.
I know Lampley's still staying on. Like, Lampley is still staying on HBO. He said it already. He says he's part of the – huh?
To do what? What is Lampley going to do?
He has the fight game. He does sports packages for HBO Sports. So he's still going to stay in that department. And when you're looking at Max, it goes back to what I said earlier. I don't think they're totally out of the fight game. I just think that – in terms of having Saturday night fights or whatnot, right? They're not going to be doing those anymore. But in terms of a pay per view thing situation, I feel like they would bid into a particular promotional element and then try to using streaming or find another tool or another way to kind of promote boxing. But I don't think in terms of HBO boxing, that's typically really dead. But I think that they'll still find a way to kind of finagle themselves in the boxing game. I don't feel like this is a permanent end to HBO boxing. I do believe down the road they'll be back 110%. But I think at the moment, because they have no buzz, everybody's going over to Showtime or PBC to a point where, they can't do anything. They can't garner enough money. They can't put enough money into HBO boxing to compete with what's going on right now. But I do think it's they'll take their time, they'll chill out, and eventually they'll rise. Eventually, but not right now. They're dead.
To me, that's a sad day in sports. 347-637-3859. Again, Fox Sports for Handicap says no, boxing is not dead, but we have way more. We have watched boxing has changed. Boxing has changed. I don't. I wish he could call in. I don't understand that explanation.
I think he means by that it hasn't it's changed.
He said the way we watch boxing has changed.
Yeah,
right.
Because now think about it. Streaming has messed things up. I'm not even going to talk about Showtime, but streaming has messed things up. And also, to be real with you, what PBC has brought to the table, we're now watching pay-per-view fights or pay-per-view quality fights like when we were younger, right? We talked about this before, right? When we were younger, you were able to see like a good boxing fight on ABC, right? Like you could see it on ABC. Now that's kind of hurt the HBO brand because you're seeing it more. Like if you got regular cable, you know what I mean? When you deem regular cable, well, buy HBO, you could now watch a good fight on ESPN, right? So they've lost that. They've lost that type of chip, that bargaining chip they used to have. They don't have that anymore. Boxing has gone to a different route because now boxing is trying to be more mainstream, right? They're trying to have more eyes to look at and people to relate more to the boxers. And, you know, unfortunately, being a cable provider like HBO, that's kind of hurt. Now, I think at the same time, that can hurt Showtime because right now Showtime's with the right promoters on with Showtime.
Showtime's on fire.
But eventually, right, if things don't work out in terms of money financially, you know, that could be a situation where that doesn't work out. You know what I mean? Like what happened to HBO could definitely happen. To Showtime.
I mean, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to anybody, and that shows right there. It's just to me. Just for me, as someone to move on also, just for someone who values television, right? And I understand that television is completely different and it's completely changing and the numbers are changing, unless you're like the Yankees in the World Series and the Cowboys on TV, as much as I hate to admit it, ratings aren't what they always used to be, right? So I understand that with television because we have on-demand and all streaming services and all these things. I completely get that. But from another standpoint, it shows to me the lack of like a Blockbuster, like stores like that we've seen come and go, not getting with the program fast enough. And so I look at HBO, like you said, about dropping the ball. And to me, that's sad that a company like to me, I felt, and this is really small, minute, selfish, and Mike Knox being Mike Knox, when my favorite show, Entourage, missed 100 episodes by one, I thought HBO died right there to move on. Like 99 episodes of the greatest show ever in television. Why can't you give me the 3 digits and give me 100? Why? The lady didn't come to the number. I told her no, it wasn't. But let's go ahead and get to this. It's Friday. What's going on out there? Bet that last night, Wally. Whew. I would say not by the hairs on my chinny chin chin, but I don't have a beard like most, but I tried. I got rid of the struggle beard for everybody out there who hasn't seen me lately. I got rid of the struggle beard. I recognize that my favorite barber, this lady by the name of Blaze from Delaware, was gone. And once she left, so did my connecting. No one connected me like she did. Okay, so the hairs on my chinny chin chin had a 7.5 point spread, Wally. My week last week and the week before were so bad. It was epic bad. I was losing left and right. It was like, I would like to say I had some Ollie in me and I was rope-a-doping them. And I'm still going to say that because it's just not checkers. And it's just week four and the first 1, 2, 3 weeks in the NFL, the hardest week to handicap. But damn it, I got away with one last night as I picked Minnesota with a lock of the week to beat them. Talking about a great bet right there. If you bet Minnesota and they covered by a half a point, I said they would lose, but I said they would cover. They won last night. Wow. Did you have them covering that game, that 7.5, or would you have picked LA? Now I know it's over. You can tell the truth here.
Oh, I picked LA every which way.
You cover that and everything. So you'd have lost. I had LA winning it. And I'm sorry. I now name them, Wally. You're more than welcome to tag team off the ropes this name if you want to. The Rams of LA. The Rams of LA?
That's a nice name.
I like that.
You know, they don't own LA
right now. No one's going to ever own LA. It's the Lakers town. Stop.
Yeah, that goes to King right now.
It's the Lakers town. And after that, it's a Dodgers town. It's a Dodgers town.
Yeah,
it is. But if they're going to like football, football in L.A., Wally, this team is a team you like in L.A. So I want to call them the Rams of L.A.
I think it's a good name. I think it's – you know what's funny? Like, you know how back, you know, when USC was popping, we saw the documentary with Pete Carroll and whatnot. You know, I want to see folks like Snoop and them come – you know, when folks like Snoop and them come, you know, come to the game.
Right.
They need to have that type of experience. You know,
right.
Because that's how entertaining this team is, and even the personalities too. Like you could see folks like some of the LA stars, or I guess in terms of rap game or even pop culture, you know, like attend the Ram games and actually being in the locker rooms and around the team around the players, because again, like, they have that type of vibe, to be honest with you.
Listen, the Magic man Kirk Cousins played a heck of a game. 36 for 50, 422, 3 touchdowns. But what killed it was this guy we talked about earlier in the week, you know, in a little chat, and I said, you know, future quarterbacks. And I had, you know, just forgot to mention Jared Goff. And you slightly put, well, you better put Jared Goff in that conversation. So that was pretty good. He, I mean, a career with it. I don't understand how our perfect quarterback rating can be like a point of another number and not be an even number. That just never – I don't understand that.
No.
I just don't get that part.
Yeah, I'm with you. But you watch all that game, like, it wasn't that he was just – like, there's a difference between, like Cousins was on. Like, he was doing his thing. And I'm not going to, like, be negative. Like, he was doing his thing. But you look at the accuracy in golf in that game. I'm talking about the he was throwing dimes, man. It wasn't like people were wide open. Like, he was throwing dimes. I think Cooper Kupp was, like, only person that was totally wide open. But he was keeping the stride. That was the best I've ever seen Jared Goff.
Can I be the Friday afternoon quarterback? Can I be that guy for 1 second?
Yeah, be that guy.
I like Jared Goff. And I don't think I agree with what you're saying. I do agree. But I want to add this to it, right? Because one of the biggest arguments out there for quarterbacks, Tom Brady, is Belichick, right? Someone want to argue for against Joe Montana by saying, hey, Steve Walsh, you think you're bad, get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and get Steve Young and do the same thing, right? Can we say this is McVay and giving his kid confidence? Because in year one, he had no confidence. Because of Jeff Fisher.
Oh, yeah. No,
right? We thought it was a bust.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I'm not going to – it's like a coach is very important to a young quarterback. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Peterson was important to Carson Wentz. You know what I mean? Like, when you got a good offensive mind, right, as an offensive coordinator. Like,
let me just say my coach ain't no Timothy McVay. Let me just say that. My coach is in
Tom McVay? Well, he's a beast. Your coach is a beast. Peterson is a – if you look at – No.
Listen, I'm not going to ever take nothing from coach, and if I ever see coach, I will shake his hand and buy him a beer on the spot. Any one of those guys, okay? Well, all I'm saying is that my coach doesn't run plays, and maybe that's the personnel – like the Rams. And that's what I was actually going with that. It's like with Jared Goff. Like, this morning I heard the argument saying – but this morning I heard the argument saying, oh, he could do that with anything. And I think any – give Aaron Rodgers that team. They would go undefeated for 2 years.
No, I agree. This is the thing that people have – like, Sean McVay is a genius.
So I don't want to give the guy so much credit right away. That's my point. I like golf. But I got to – people gotta stop.
I'm gonna say this though, like Sean McVay's a genius, but at the same time though, just like you're saying about, you know, golf, he has a lot of talent. But like golf, what Sean McVay did, that has done with golf, he did with Kirk Cousins, right? Like he created a system where it's quarterback friendly. He know he's good at it. Like, he's a genius. So like, I had all confidence because Jared Goff does have talent. Like,
did you just call this man a genius before he won a Super Bowl?
You could be an offensive genius and not win a bowl. Like, it's your offensive genius. I didn't say head coaching genius. That's a difference. He's
They call Man Genie a man genius. And I never saw that in him.
But you see it with Sean. You see it with Sean McVay. Like, Sean McVay,
I do see. I'm just off the bandwagon of the world that we live in today to give people so many accolades so quickly. And so I can't call him a genius. I'm not calling him great. You know, I won't even call my own quarterback. Yeah. You know, like I said, when I put them in that category, future star. Yeah. I see all of that. Yeah. I see the potential. I just want people to back off the guy before he has a crash and then all of a sudden he's a bust. You know what I mean? Let this kid develop. Look at Watson right now. Look at Watson. Let's go ahead and get him his picks, Watson. Let's get him his picks. And I'm going to start right there also, okay, as we do have Houston at Indianapolis. Now, here we go. We got Andrew. I've been saying this name for 2 years. Is he running out of luck? It's just still there. Andrew still has some luck. Okay?
Yeah, he's still
there. If not running in Philly last – well, he didn't have none last week in Philly. Okay, let's just say that.
Yeah.
Okay? But Houston coming to town, a wounded Houston team. Wounded are these boys. Okay? They're a one-point favorite is Indianapolis at home, Wally. And everything in me tells me, still tells me, that I believe in Deshaun Watson. I believe in that coach coming from a good system, and they cannot start off 0-4. And I got Deshaun Watson going into Indianapolis, beating Andrew, who I believe now may be running out of luck despite having my quarterback coach.
No, I think I like the Colts. They've been competitive in every game, and no one thought they would be competitive. Andrew Luck, they should have beat the Bengals, to be honest with you, if it wasn't for like a fumble or whatnot. They beat the Skins and competed on the road against the Eagles. So like in every game they've been very.
It was raining. I had people get hurt. I got all this in the book for that game. I'm not trying to hear that. They were on the road in Philly and played a type. No, this is not being a fan. I watched the game.
Facts. Mike, it went to the last drive, right? All right, that's my point. All I'm just saying is one point favorite at home.
Are you going with Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts so that the Houston Texans are going to go 0-4? Is that what you're saying? Houston's going 0-4.
Yeah, because they haven't played good ball yet. Like, I mean, at least the Colts have. They haven't played good ball yet.
Lock it up. They lost to the Titans. We're playing Gabbert. Jacksonville just lost to the Titans. Lock it up. Jacksonville did win that game. Yes, I'm sorry.
Yeah. They lost. But Blaine Gabbert. Like, that's enough. So I got Blaine Gabbert. That's good enough. Like, that's the reason. Like, no, you're not going to do that to me. No.
All right. I'm still taking Houston to win that game and have more hopes in Deshaun Watson to win this game.
Yeah.
What's the coach over there? You're going to lose me right now. Belichick's protege.
O'Brien.
I kind of forget that name. It's such an Irish name. You know what I mean? Yeah. Go fight an Irish.
All right.
So, also, New England got it right. They ship. They're home. Now, here goes that I heard today that actually kind of blew my mind. And I, as a handicapper, knew this, but I glanced at it and didn't really give it any homage, that since Tom Brady has taken over as the quarterback, that the Patriots at home against that division is 27-1. And the one time they lost was a Week 17 game where Tom Brady didn't play the second half. They're 27-1 with that team since 2002. And this is why I tell everybody that the Patriots, Tom Brady, and Indianapolis, the Colts, being Peyton Manning's Colts, playing the two weakest divisions in the history of the NFL.
Wow, that's amazing. That's
beyond amazing. They're favored by 7 points at home against Miami, but Miami is coming in rolling 3-0. The speed that Miami is displaying, the problems on the being slow that New England is displaying, I'm still taking that 27-1 in the history of Tom Brady in the AFC at home at Foxborough's 0.7. 7 points I'm going to go ahead and give Miami. Miami's going to be 3-1. You can lock up and bet that, Wally. Who are you taking in this game?
I think Miami covers. Miami. Yeah, but I think they're losing though. I think it'll be a close game, but I think Miami's definitely losing though. They lost Detroit, man.
I don't like that. They lose all the time in the first four weeks.
I refuse to think that Broadway Brady and Belichick found a way to win.
Okay, I said they're going to win. You want to win, just not cover. Okay.
They're going to win.
Atlanta without Freeman at home against Cincinnati, favored by 4. That's just coming down. When I first hedged the bet, I had Atlanta winning this game. I don't know why. 28-3, I believe, to do anything right now because the way they let New Orleans come back and win that game. It's a sham mockery. Okay, it's like you shot me in my pinky toe. Okay, all you big, you know what I'm saying? If you watch that movie, Harlem Nights. All right, so I still pick them against the Cincinnati Bengals on the road. 2-1 is 1-2. We both picked Atlanta to go far in this division, but Super Cam Newton has something else to say about that hand. Tampa Bay. Okay, I got Atlanta covering the 4 at home. What's this game, Wally?
Oh, no, I got Atlanta losing this game. I got Cincy.
Oh, you better watch yourself.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
You lock it up. Lock it up. Lock it up.
Just like that.
Yeah, Cincy. I don't like what Atlanta's doing. Their injuries are hurting. They should have got Eric Reed before Carolina.
Should have got Eric Reed.
They should have got Eric Reed. He's playing too much.
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that at all.
Yeah.
Anything that they're doing. So you Atlanta needs help really bad.
They need help. Defense, look what they lost. I mean, look at the injuries they have. And look how you just mentioned, like at least you saw in Atlanta over the last couple of years under Quinn that they played good bump and run. They played good bump and run defense, and they defended pretty well. Defensively, they were looking like they were coming up. But what we've seen the last couple of games, it hasn't looked promising. I'll tell you that much. So
I think Atlanta can outscore Cincinnati and outscore them enough. They're not going to lose this game at home in that building. Then we got Green Bay, or the Packers of Green Bay, at home, favored by 10 points against Buffalo.
Yeah,
now, we can see one. Huh?
They killing that one.
Who's killing that
Green
one?
Bay killing
Who's
that
winning? Green Bay covers the 10?
Kill Buffalo. Oh, they cover it out.
Aaron Rodgers, I agree. I agree.
It's gonna be a Pulp Fiction type of beat down. It's gonna be nasty.
Also, on the slate of Dallas at home, favored by 3 over Detroit. This is clearly a game because they are the home team. Dallas's favorite. This is my upset of the week. And me going with Detroit and Matt Patricia's defense against Dallas's offense has shown nothing outside of Ezekiel Elliott, who needs the ball more, who is just too much on that defense. I took Detroit. Nothing else to be said. I know you're going to take Detroit because it's the Dallas Cowboys. So we both going to go ahead and lock that up right there.
Exactly. Lock it up.
We're going to double lock it. We're going to double lock that one.
Better lock it up.
I like to know what Steve Vaughn Jr. has in that game. Who he's picking? Well, I ain't know he's gonna pick the Cowboys. That's an easy one.
Ask him if they missing Dez though. Like, are they missing Dez?
I think the Eagles are missing Dez. Can I answer that for me? Who's the Eagles gonna pick Dez from? Can I say that? I don't even know why they got rid of Dez. I don't think Cowboy fans know why they got rid of Dez. To be honest, to be real.
Yeah, they mad now. Because they believe too much in Dak Prescott. They need to stop doing that. You know what I mean? It is what it is. I don't want to get into it, but it is what it is.
It's not fair. Jacksonville, favored by 8 points at home. Coming off that loss against Tennessee, has a rookie quarterback coming in. I had to think that this defense would be absolutely pissed that they scored 6 points and the offense couldn't do nothing. Okay, against Tennessee, will come out and not just cover the 7.5 points against the Jets, but actually put a beat down on Sam Darnold on the road in Jacksonville. I'm going to go ahead and also lock that up for the week. Your stakes in this one there, Wally Wilder.
You better lock it up.
No, you lock it up.
Oh,
you
I
lock
agree.
It up. Lock it
barbecue
up.
Chicken.
Lock it up.
Darnold throws 6. Darnold throws turns the ball over, and Jacksonville, it's about that time. We ain't in November. It ain't Thanksgiving yet, but it's coming early. Thanksgiving's coming
early.
I'll be gone to November.
That's your boy, right? Ain't that like ain't he like y'all Elvis? I know he's here. Wyclef.
Wyclef, are you Haitian here,
African? I know. some people say I think
it's all the same.
Is it right? That's all I was saying. Tampa Bay. I got you. Tampa Bay off of this Monday night loss. Fitzmagic is getting scared. He hears Jameis' footsteps coming. I think we'll start this game. If it hasn't come down yet, I'm going to go ahead and say it right now that I think Fitzpatrick starts the game. Also, before we pick this game, Wally, as they go to Chicago, and Chicago is favored in this game by 3 points. I think this is clearly just the same way I saw Detroit and Dallas, if I'm going the other way with Detroit. I think if this game was in Tampa Bay, I would think Tampa Bay would probably win the game, but I'm believing in Chicago's defense. We're going to see, this is a true test of, this is a true boxing heavyweight match. To me, this might be one of the better 1 o'clock games if my Eagles wasn't playing. For me, being a fan, is that Tampa Bay Chicago game. I'd like to see that matchup of that offense versus that defense and that secondary. I want to talk here for a second and put a nickel on the meter and think that Tampa Bay will make a what do you say on my movie Tabloid Tonight? It's egregious. It's egregious. If you guys think y'all falling for this magic, remember people, magic ain't real. Okay? So I'm going to fix magic all you want to. You know what magic is? Huh? Do you know? Now you see me, now you don't. Okay? He's a poor man's Kirk Cousins. I like Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk Cousins with the right plays that you saw last night can do big things. He just has Kirk Cousins things happen to him like Donovan McNabb had McNabb things happen to him. Okay? That's Fitzpatrick. Okay? Coming out with his hair out, borrowing people's gold, trying to look like Conor McGregor, having a seventh child in seven different cities with six different women. He's a pimp, by the way. Okay. However, if you do not start Jameis, famous Jameis, what's not what he ate his fingers? And he does dumb things. And he might touch a girl on the tush every now and then, want to feel the tautness. Who cares? He don't care about his private life. You care about him on the football field. And Jameis Winston is a much better quarterback than Fitzpatrick, in my opinion. And I think Tampa Bay's making a big mistake if they don't go back to him relatively soon. He hasn't played this week. He ain't been here in 3 weeks, so I understand that. But when Chicago wins this game, and they will, and I will double lock it up, win this game this weekend, Tampa Bay fans and this coaching staff will understand who their bread should be buttered by because he's in the contract year for other reasons. If he is a bust or not, for everything I'm saying, you got to find out one way or the other. Tampa Bay, what you doing, Wally?
You know, no, it's funny because me and my boy who was playing the league, we were talking on Monday.
The
about
league I'm, the league I'm undefeated in? That my dad league?
No.
3-0, baby?
No. 3-0? He's NFL. Yeah, you got me this week. It's barbecue chicken.
Barbecue chicken. I don't even know what that means, barbecue chicken.
Grilled chicken? I'm about to Jameis that W. Hold on. back to what I was saying. So me and
listen, you can't see me, like, literally right now. You can't see me, right?
So. Yeah, I can't see you right now. Like, it's real talk. This ain't FaceTime. I can't see you. we were talking, and he was saying, like, yo, he does it every year. Like, Fitzpatrick does it every year. Like,
every year?
They
start
with
the chat.
He said that. We're talking about this dude play DB in the league. This dude play DB. And he was like, he does this every year. He starts off hot, and then eventually he gets figured out. You know what I mean? So it'll be a big mistake. And we were talking about, like, after the Steelers game, when he was throwing, you know, picks left and right, it started getting to that point. We were saying, like, here you go. Like, this is when they should go. Like, next week, Jameis should be starting. But now you hear reports that Jameis may not be starting. This upcoming week.
I don't think Jameis starts this week. Like I said, I understand that, especially when I saw the clip that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Fox Sports Radio, for saying this. And the opinions are said of those on this program, sold in sports, are solely belonging to them and not everyone. And as a representative with Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP Hopewell, it pissed me off when I saw on that clip where he was carrying that man's helmet.
Jameis?
Yeah.
He was holding.
Now, maybe that's something that happens all the time, but to me. From where I come from, in the football I've been around, that's a sign of weakness. That's like bring me the donuts. Yeah. Where's my water? You got my towel, boy? That's how I felt in that moment. And I felt like, did they just – if anything in this, maybe all of this would do the one thing or the two things that people, fans, and I think we all think Jameis needs, that we thought with Cam.
Needs to be humble.
Some maturity, some humbleness.
Yeah.
Right.
He needs to be humble. Well, Cam is different. I don't think Cam and Jameis are different.
They are. I just think some people put him in the same category as far as immaturity.
Yeah, because he's a black quarterback. It is what it is.
Of course. Black quarterbacks are immature.
Yeah,
right.
Immature. So Jameis is immature.
That's not really. We don't really think that, people. We just mean that's
don't
the,
think
you know.
That. No.
Right.
Cam ain't immature. He was young, but he's not immature. Cam,
right.
His immaturity didn't come into like his football play to me. I thought he was a mature man playing football. But Jameis is immature. Like, it is, but he is immature. And he does need to be humble. He does need to be humble, you know. And I think that, Jameis has his people on his side. Like, I think Mike Evans is on Jameis' side.
I think so, too.
I believe that. like O.J. Howard, maybe. I'm not sure. Maybe on
the I'm mad the Scott coach Darnley, isn't who he got the Deshaun job for the coach. I'm mad by that.
I know Deshaun
that personally.
What?
I'm mad by the coach not being on his side because if it wasn't for Jameis, the coach wouldn't be there.
Well, I think the coach is on his side. You are. It's a thing. This is a dangerous game that we're playing, right? And the issue is now is that the locker room, like the lock, we don't know the lock, the dynamics of the locker room.
Right.
Like I can say this because I feel like I feel confident enough to say this. I do believe that a guy that you watch in Philadelphia, a guy that I watch here in the city, likes Fitzpatrick. Like you could tell.
Well, we know that he came out of his damn mouth and said it.
Yeah. So he's a loud mouth. I mean, you know what I mean? Like he's a strong.
Yeah, but don't you go as much as I, you know when you hear certain things from certain people, you kind of go like, well, maybe they're right because they know the business.
Yeah.
All right. And when you hear people say that when a guy speaks out publicly, that normally has a voice for the team, and because they are who they are, the team will get behind them being that publicly spokesperson. So I do think right now we may have, on a lot lesser extent, just to throw something out there as an example, a Terrell Owens versus McNabb team.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's the last time a locker room was really divided. You know, people could say they want to say that it was T.O. No, McNabb had his people, and T.O. had his people, and there
people.
Were people that was, that was you know, indifferent in the matter. So
totally
and I think
totally
that, I think that's what's going to happen there, and I just think Deshaun just wanted to get his numbers. Okay, because I think
it
Deshaun's
is.
Playing the long game, and I'm in this thing for the long game. That's why I got married. Okay, you go with Jameis. You got it. He has a bigger arm. He has a more upside. And the other thing with Jameis is if it's humbled him enough, you know what I hear from fans who watch him more, you know, closely than I know you or I probably do, and they say he's afraid to take a hit. And I follow him at Florida State, being a Florida State, you know, fan and all behind
he
Notre Dame.
They
say he doesn't take hits very well. Like, and I thought I know the name. I mean, at Florida State, where when the pocket does collapse, he will cringe. You know what I mean? And you can't cringe as an NFL quarterback. And I think in stages, that was one of Kirk Cousins' downfalls as well. That he cringes when close in the pocket. You know, and real quarterbacks don't do that. They stand there. They stand there. They know it's coming. They stand in the middle of the football. So Jameis has to do that along with the humbleness right there. But who you got in that game, though? Again, that point spread right there is Chicago by 3.
I got Tampa. I do got Tampa. I don't like Trubisky. I'm not believing Trubisky.
I know. You hate you were the first person to dub him check down Trubisky, by the way, people. Urban Sports Team Known, Redskins Earth Thing, Fox Sports, Solon Sports, Wally Wow, okay? Said that first.
Yeah, I don't think he's that. I just can't. I think Deshaun Watson. Every time I look at Deshaun Watson, I'm like, I feel bad for you, bro. You've been disrespected. Like, you've just been disrespected.
Yeah.
When I look at your
can you imagine
Deshaun
Watson in Chicago
Watson.
With that defense? I mean, he has a good defense in Houston, too,
If the Bears had – I look at it this way. If the Bears had Deshaun Watson – it's not that Deshaun Watson – if the Bears had Deshaun Watson, they would be competing with the Packers. Easily, and the Vikings.
So Tampa Bay goes to Soldier Field and that defense and lay a whooping on them, or just cover the 3.
It's covered the 3.
Went outright. You're saying outright.
That went out. That went outright.
Outright. Wow.
Yeah.
Now Carson Wentz back from injury. The weather right now in Tennessee is good. It wasn't too good in Philadelphia last week. Okay.
Yeah.
We know Tennessee. We believe Tennessee's defense is for real, right? Because it's Jacksonville.
Is Alshon back
people, Alshon and Sproles is back. Not sure about Jay Ajayi, who is now being reported played that game in Tampa Bay with a broken back, a broken bone in his back.
Mm-hmm.
So,
broken bone is back. Shoot.
That's what they're saying. I'm just hoping that the other things I'm hearing in Philadelphia about possible Le'Veon Bell trade to Philadelphia is quietly being spoke about amongst some of the local radio up there in Philadelphia. Hasn't quite another now team hit the national scene, but that's being, you know, talked about there. But Philadelphia fair about 4 points on the road. On the road, just losing Rodney McLeod for the year with a knee injury, and their secondary not playing too well. Sidney Jones will start on Sunday in his place. I still think Philadelphia wins this game. Philadelphia is still a Super Bowl winning team, hangover team that we know happens from teams that haven't been there for a while, and not to mention playing injured from the jump. We have Jernigan still not out. We just playing hurt from the beginning is still motoring their way on through this. And I think the Eagles, not just being a fan, but just watching the two teams on paper, and Mariota being his team's coach, having to run the ball, try to play the Cam Newton role. Unfortunately, Mariota isn't Cam Newton. I'm glad we didn't get Mariota now, and we did end up with Carson Wentz. I'm taking Carson Wentz and the Philadelphia Eagles defense to win this game and cover the 4 points, Wally.
Yeah, I got the Eagles. You
better lock it up. Lock it up.
I think defensively they're solid. It's going to be a close game, but I'm going to go with the Eagles, especially if you got Alshon back. If you didn't have Alshon, I could kind of swear a different route. But I think Alshon finally brings the number one wide receiver they've been needing over this, you know, three-game stretch. So, yeah, I'm going with the Eagles.
We go with the pick of the Philadelphia Eagles. I picked the Eagles. You picked the Eagles. Fair about 4 points, and lo and behold, new twist shows on. Jay calls in. Jay Chris, what's going on, man? What's going on?
What's happening?
You tell me.
Hey, look, I got the phone in my right hand. I got the glass in my left hand. It's Friday night. I ain't got to work tonight. Y'all tell me what it is.
Well, it's Friday night. I just got off working today, and I got to work tomorrow. Eagles favored by 4 points. Still got Philadelphia winning this game.
I got Philadelphia winning this game by at least a touchdown.
At least a touchdown. Seattle on the road against Arizona. And this one to me is another intriguing matchup. Is Arizona's 0-3. Seattle's 1-2. I just think Arizona is just not a good football team offensively. The rookie is going to start this week. So that could pose that whole we don't know what you can really view dynamic. But I just believe in Russell Wilson and what he has inside of him and Pete Carroll and the way that Arizona is playing right now. I'm going to think Arizona is going to lose this game. And I'm going to take Seattle to cover the 3 points on the road there and not be no road upset there, Wally. Who you got in this game?
Yeah, I got Seattle. I think they put Josh Rosen in a situation where I'm not really a fan of. So I'm gonna go with Seattle. That's gonna be a tough one for him.
Jay Chris,
listen, man, I got Seattle in them, man. I believe in Russell Wilson only a little bit more than I believed in him before. Okay, I got Seattle in them. He's married to Sierra, so you know she's gonna put that O out there, and they're gonna make it happen.
So I will never lie when I say because he has Sierra, sometimes he gets a notch up because he's gonna win. So that's a good point, Jay Chris. Moving on. Oakland, the team that's leaving the Bay Area, we all know that, favored by 3 points on the road with a horrible secondary. And I told the world, and the world didn't believe me. I wasn't just jocking anything, because, hell, my name is Mike Knox. I don't jock nothing but my damn self. That Baker Mayfield was the truth. Just like him at number one. Because you could have got him at number four. Just wish you'd have did that so that the Giants wouldn't have Saquon Barkley, and I think he would have been there. But upset of the week. Give me the Cleveland Browns, and some would say the best black quarterback in the NFL. I wouldn't say that. But Baker Mayfield and them goes into Oakland and win this game against Chucky, and all the people will learn to hate John Gruden. That you're talking about a team divided in Oakland. How you got this one going, Jay Chris?
Yo, does Baker Mayfield sound like Bobcat Goldthwait to you?
No, I don't think so. Now I'm going to listen to him and see if he really sounds like him. I haven't noticed that.
Yo, look up an interview he had on Jim Rome, Look up one of your founding fathers, Jim Rome, Baker Mayfield interview, and listen to the interview. Kind of sound like Bobcat Goldthwait. But I'm going to go with the Browns in this one. I think there's not enough film on Baker Mayfield just yet. So I think the Browns end up winning this game.
How you got this one going, Wally Wild?
Oh, I got the Browns. I mean, Chucky messed up.
An A-team, what we call this one? Untouchable special right now? All picking Cleveland?
Yeah, that's it.
Man, the Chargers, not of L.A., just the L.A. Chargers. I call them now the Rams of Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Chargers favored by 10 points at home against the San Francisco. Maybe I was too weak in the knees, messing with porn stars, minus Jimmy G, San Francisco 49ers. Wow, San Francisco. I'm still going. I think the Chargers win this game very easily at home, Jay Chris. How you got this game?
I never even put together the whole Jimmy G, porn star, messed up knee, weak in the knees. I never even put that together. You're a genius.
Thank you. I give myself a very hard one. Thank you.
You are a genius. And now it's explained. Uh-huh. Women weaken knees. That's what Mickey said, right?
When they say the Kardashian lower region is spelt with a K because the Kardashians is cursed, right? That's what they say. I'm just saying. I ain't say that. I'm just saying. That's what they say.
All right.
Stay away, Ben Simmons. Run. They got the
cops. I got the charges. I got the charges in there. Give me the charges in there.
All right. How you got this one going, Wally? Wow.
My quarterback played for the Chargers, man. So I'm with the Chargers.
Yeah.
My fantasy football quarterback. So we do work. That's what we do. We do work. That's what we do.
Work.
We do work out there in these streets. That's what we do. We do work out in these streets.
What work do you think you're doing? You keep talking about fantasy football stuff. Like, what work?
We do
like,
this work.
What are you really saying? Like, what are you really saying, though, man? Like, I don't understand. Like, what are you saying?
Can you beat you with two? Do you want me to beat you with two? Do you want me to make it two for two, Mike?
Listen,
hold on.
For one second, pause. Hold on. Stop. Flag on the plate. Smack! What? You talking about the Silver Sports we did here on Fox Sports? Because I ain't even looked at that league since we drafted it. That don't count to me. I told y'all we drafted. Hey, I take that L like a man. I'm not going to run from that. Okay, that told me not to be responsible for my fantasy football draft. I will take that. Okay, I took it. Okay, not enough of taking. I'm not taking no more. Okay, damn it. But right now, I'm winning 27 to nothing. And I'm going to tell you why I'm mad, y'all. Let me tell you why I'm mad. I had Cooper Kupp on the bench last night. I replaced him last week with Ridley, who produced, and it was deemed to be a good move. And I wouldn't have started him this week because he was playing the Vikings defense. So, man, talking about hitting Jim last night. But next game, we do have the Saints of New Orleans. They are not limping into New York. Oh, no. Drew Brees and that offense is amazing. But that defense is trash.
What
happened to New Orleans Saints defense? Somehow trash. Listen.
I need to talk to you, Mike.
Go on your cellular phones and go to a GIF and then put in trash and look at all those GIFs.
I need to talk to you. Go ahead, talk to me. I watched your video last night. I looked at your video last night.
Right. Well,
how with what you picked, how is that not your upset of the week?
I don't know. Hold on, which one? Because I picked Cleveland was my upset.
This game, the Saints and the Giants. How is that not your upset of the week?
Hold on now. Before I speak, out of pocket. I'm trying to get me.
I think Dallas and Detroit is your upset of the week.
No, I picked Detroit. No,
if I'm not mistaken.
I have to go back and look at the
Cleveland.
Give me a second. I gotta go to my paperwork, man.
You're crying, you know, you're crying the paint, man.
Let me breathe.
Well, you're right. This is not your upset of the week, right?
It was Detroit. You're right.
But you picked New York in this game, correct?
I picked New York in this game.
How is that not your upset of the week?
I should have had a double upset with the bad 2 weeks that I've had. Okay. So I just felt that Detroit and it's that America's team thing gets me sometimes. And I listen to all the interviews that Jerry Jones speaks about and all the Cowboy fans. And I just think that for them to even be favored to me with the way they're playing after Detroit's win against New England, I thought that should have been a 1 point. That should have been a pick 'em game like Indianapolis and Houston. So I picked it for that reason, but you're right. Because I mean, I guess you're picking New Orleans in this game with the 4 points on the road.
I got to. I don't believe in that Giants defense.
I believe in the Giants offense can get off to a good start this week. And if it's going to happen, this is where it happens. And I picked New Orleans. I picked the Giants and how Drew Brees goes and plays A against Mannings and in New York. Look at his history against Mannings and against New York is where I go for. You go deep. You don't just go to where your eyes can see. All right. Busta Rhymes ain't here right now. Okay. You got to dig deep. Okay. Deep. That's just what I'm saying.
The fact that you picked that game, like that, if I were picking the Giants, that would absolutely be the upset of the week for me.
Because we all know
the Saints can put up points. We all know that
they're going to put up points. I believe. I think it's going to be a shootout. The over under is 50.5, and it's the third biggest line of the week, behind Cincinnati, Atlanta, and Denver, and Kansas City.
You're making me want to go to the casino.
You
make me want to go. You make me want to go. Okay. Are you asking me for my pick, or did I already give it? Because
you told me New Orleans. You said you'd pick
New Orleans.
Okay.
Yeah,
how you got this game going? Drew Brees, fresh from the jaws of defeat, what he did that slow as, man, he cringed. Like I just talked about Jameis Winston does in the pocket on that hit. He just knew he was going down, and they both, one man hit the other man. I mean, that was like the reverse of what happened to the Saints going to the NFC Championship game, right? The player hit somebody.
Yeah.
And he spins in for the touchdown. How you got this game?
Oh, I got the Saints winning. I just think that, you know, they're going to score more than what New York can do. And I just don't trust that offense, the Giants' offense. I know the Saints' defense is atrocious, but the Giants' offense isn't anything to kind of marvel about right now, even with OBJ and Barkley and company. You still got Eli trying to run things, so I don't know. I got to hold the Saints.
And the Sunday nighter that I always skip, the Pittsburgh Steelers versus the Baltimore Ravens. I do. I think you have to be a fan of these two teams to watch this series at this point. I was interested years back when both teams were at elite level, and now it's like they're like, that's like if you're not an NFC East fan, which is everybody, all right, you're not watching this game. But home favorite reason why I picked Pittsburgh to win this game, covered by 3 points in this game, Wally. Who you got, Baltimore or Pittsburgh? And the funny part is that the visiting team always beats up a team at home. So I still picked Pittsburgh to win this game.
Yeah, I got the Ravens winning this game. I think when I look at it on the overall team, I like the Ravens defensively compared to Pittsburgh. I think they can kind of do things. They can hinder Big Ben. He'll turn the ball over too on that side, and it'll give the Ravens offense a good field position. And then on the flip side, I don't think that the Steelers defense, or what it is, isn't the same field defense that we are accustomed to seeing. It's a defense that has a lot of holes. So I think the Ravens, with Alex Collins as the running back.
So Pittsburgh
also,
will be Minnesota. Two teams that was picked to go to the Super Bowl will be 1-1 and 2. Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll just go with that one.
I'll just go with that one. How you got this one going, Jay
Chris?
Hey, can I go old school for a second? Can I go old school?
Yeah, go for it, bro.
Is you, me, and Wiley? This is one of them untouchable specials, baby. I wouldn't touch this game with a 10-foot pole. I'm going to tell you right now. Baltimore's defense is surprisingly good to me this year. Pittsburgh as a team is surprisingly bad to me this year. And I don't necessarily believe in Baltimore's offense right now. And and you just don't know what you're going to get from Pittsburgh. So I really don't know where to go with this game.
Honestly, I wouldn't touch it. It's 3 points, Baltimore.
Untouchable special, baby. Untouchable special. What's the line?
Because
I'm gonna make a pick. Minus three
at
Pittsburgh.
Home. Minus three Pittsburgh.
At home. I'm going with the Ravens in this one.
All right, both y'all picking Baltimore in this one, and that's what we close out our lock it up because on Monday we were talking about Pat. I told y'all he was a problem. Going into Denver and Mile High, and Kelsey will not be getting no grunts. He will not be getting double teamed. So we're going to see how that's going to be. So we'll talk about that on Monday. And Jay, Chris, real fast, we get out of here, man. Me and Wiley talked about it extensively. HBO Boxing League. Your thoughts, man. You take those calls at 1 o'clock, right? Wish I could make that show. If you could bring that up, I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. You probably will bring it, but HBO dying. Real fast, your thoughts.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Hold on. Say it again.
Wow, you didn't hear it?
Done.
Boxing's done. The last fights in December, I think, is our friend of the program, Deontay Wilder's
no
fight.
No more
HBO
boxing after December.
No more HBO boxing after December. It's
wow. Wow. Well, you know, after they lost the Mayweather contract, you know, after he went to Showtime, it was pretty much done for them after that because they really had nothing else, to be honest. Uh-huh. Let's be honest. Showtime, for some reason, I don't know what the details are behind it, but Showtime was able to pick up all the big-time fights. I guess that maybe they had some type of backdoor deal with the CBC or something like that.
The PBC, yeah.
So, you know, I don't know what it might be, but that's surprising. I'm this is my first I'm hearing. I'm shocked.
Wow,
HBO Boxing
was a stableman.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, guys, listen. We're going to get up out of here. Listen, do not wake up tomorrow and say to yourself, I love me some me.
and don't love God. We out of here, y'all. From Mike Knox, do Chris Shows, Jay Chris, tomorrow also Urban Sports Scene, Wally Wild. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.